New Congress. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The 118th Congress meets for the first time tomorrow, with the House required to elect a speaker before conducting any business. Congressman Kevin McCarthy facing some opposition from within his own party.
Nine Republican lawmakers who've yet to back McCarthy said that they were thankful that a conversation is taking place and that McCarthy is starting to address their concerns, including supporting a rule which would make it easier to change leaders. So as a motion to vacate, they could remove the speaker if they wanted to a little bit easier. But those lawmakers say they're still not on the McCarthy train quite yet. We've been hearing reporting that the longer that this race drags on, that this also means that a clerk that was appointed by Democratic leadership will remain in control. There's also the chance other business could be postponed. But McCarthy certainly has an advantage going into tomorrow's vote. A vast majority of Republicans say they're going to back his bid.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Dry Tortugas National Park, a group of uninhabited islands in the Florida Keys, was closed today after 300 migrants made 10 landings there over the weekend. It was closed so law enforcement and medical personnel could evaluate the migrants before moving them to Key West, about 70 miles away. For the first time since 2009, a Democrat becomes Arizona's highest elected official.
Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs takes over as Arizona's 24th governor and the fifth woman to hold the state office. In a private swearing-in ceremony today, a public inauguration for Hobbs takes place this Thursday amid legal challenges by Trump-backed Republican Carrie Lake, who's called her narrow defeat a botched election over malfunctioning tabulators and misprinted ballots in Maricopa County. For now, Hobbs will assume control of the state and have to work with a Republican-controlled House and Senate.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Pope Emeritus Benedict, who died at 95 over the weekend, will lie in state at the Vatican until his Thursday funeral. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The new year brings new changes for insulin.
As of the new year, the cost of a month's supply of insulin will be capped at $35 for Medicare Part D, and recipients will not have to pay a deductible for insulin. This was part of the $430 billion Inflation Reduction Act signed into law in August. Fox News reports in 2020, former President Donald Trump limited the cost of Part D prescription insulin to a maximum $35 copay for a month's supply. President Biden rescinded the Trump health care action his first day in office. The Inflation Reduction Act also allows the federal government to negotiate prices on some prescription drugs. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Two helicopters collided in an Australian tourist hotspot, killing four passengers and critically injuring three others. Queensland State Police said one helicopter appeared to have been taking off, the other landing when they collided near the SeaWorld theme park in Main Beach on the Gold Coast. The final Monday night football game of the season has some major playoff implications.
The Buffalo Bills and Cincinnati Bengals close out the Monday night football calendar. Both teams have secured their spots in the playoffs. The Bengals right now 11-4 and one of the hottest teams in football with a 7-game winning streak. They're inching closer to locking up the AFC North title. The Bills at 12-3 have already secured the AFC East for the third straight season and come into Cincy on a 6-game winning streak, but Buffalo now has their eyes on the top seed in the conference and the first round bye. Kickoff from Paycor Stadium coming up at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Deutsche Bank and J.P. Morgan Chase are asking a federal court to throw out lawsuits that claim they helped Jeffrey Epstein abuse young women and maintain his sex trafficking ring. The banks argue they provided routine services to Epstein, and the lawsuits failed to show they were part of Epstein's criminal sex trafficking ring. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.